everyone, and welcome to this playoff edition of Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. The Chiefs Kingdom waited for over two decades for the result of last Saturday's wild card victory over the Houston Texans 30-0. As I mentioned on the radio play-by-play broadcast, the Chiefs Kingdom has been liberated from all those losses in the postseason. And now they are not satisfied, nor is this 2015 Chiefs team, as they head to a divisional playoff game against the New England Patriots. Keep in mind, late September a year ago, the Chiefs blew out the Patriots 41-14 in one of the worst losses Tom Brady has ever suffered in his brilliant Hall of Fame career. But a lot has changed since then. In fact, the Patriots recovered and went on to win the Super Bowl and claim another Lombardi Trophy. But everything you need to know for this game, Chiefs reporters B.J. Kissel and Pete Sweeney will lay it all out. But first, let's check in with a guy who maybe enjoyed the Chiefs' playoff victory last week against Houston more than anybody else on the roster. In fact, the two guys that have been on the roster the longest, Derek Johnson and Dustin Colquitt, have been through a lot. Five head coaches, three regime changes. But last week is just another chapter, especially for Johnson, in his remarkable comeback. And now he sets his sights on the New England Patriots as we go under the helmet with the Chiefs' great linebacker, number 56, Derek Johnson. Straight postseason losses is going to end today with a dominating Chiefs performance. Kansas City has beaten the Houston Texans 30-0 in the wild card weekend. For the first time in 22 years, the Chiefs are headed to the other side of the river and are advancing in the AFC playoffs.
How sweet it is, baby.
Hi, DJ. 11 years with the Kansas City Chiefs. You've been through five different head coaches. Finally got the monkey off the back, something that everybody's been talking about, that playoff win. Just what was that like?
Man, it was a great feeling. It was a surreal moment. Man, it took me 11 years to get one playoff win. I'll tell you what.
First one, baby. First one.
Look at there, dog. Took me 11 down there.
It was well worth it. And 22 years before that, before the Chiefs organization has won a playoff game. But at the same time, we've been chomping at the bit, trying to win it all. That's our main focus, trying to win it all. And this year we have a great opportunity.
I know before the game, one of the things that we love about Arrowhead Stadium is fans yelling home of the Chiefs. You go on the road in Houston, you hear that before the game. At the end of the game, you see all the fans come down, get behind the bench and start doing the chop. Is what was that like for you as a player to see that?
Every time I do the national anthem, when you hear the home of the Chiefs at the end,
Chiefs!
You know how many Chiefs fans are in the stadium, and it was very loud. You know, we came early and we stayed late. So the Chiefs fans, I give all the credit to them. I mean, I know they were back here in Kansas City rooting us on. Man, best fans in the world, and we won all the way with them.
Way to go, baby.
I know, right? Yeah.
Now, talk about what you guys did on the field. It was the first shutout in the playoffs in over a decade. Just what led to that kind of defensive success, that goose egg that Bob Sutton talked about?
Well, it's just the amount of focus that you have to have, playing every play, being the best player you can be, executing the plays that coach calls, and Coach Bob Sutton is a great defensive coordinator. He's dialing them up. He's very exotic with his looks and his defensive schemes. And
get that out of here, boy!
I have a big responsibility in it, and I'm proud of that.
13-0 Chiefs. Snap. Looking right. Now he fires in the end zone. It's picked off. It's picked off by Morgan. Trying to get free. And he's trying to get away from Texans. He's got to the 23-yard line. The Texans are denied by Josh
Morgan. One of the things you guys talked about, what Coach Sutton talked about all offseason, was turnovers. It's kind of been one of the catalysts during this winning streak. And we saw it again on Saturday, five turnovers, four interceptions. Just how have you guys made that difference, and how are you guys making those plays?
It starts in practice. Be really energetic during practice. Focus on getting the ball out, tipping balls, stripping the ball, intercepting the ball. It's one of those things. Your habits form who you are. And that's kind of been our motto this year. And if you can get five turnovers in a game, you have a good chance to win, so that's what we did.
Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, just how much are you looking forward to going against those guys in the playoffs?
Well, those are legend guys. I mean, Bill Belichick's one of the greatest coaches ever. Tom Brady is a guy that would be Hall of Fame easily when he's eligible for it. So to go in their place and challenge them is going to be a task. But if we want to go all the way, it's something we have to do.
What better way to make a statement in a playoff game than to return the opening kickoff for a touchdown? Nile Davis' 106-yard kickoff return is one of the longest in NFL postseason history. But it was more than that. The Chiefs dominated the Houston Texans in every special teams phase. Cairo Santos had 3 made field goals, 2 from 49 yards. He was 7 out of 7 on touchback opportunities. And Dustin Colquitt was brilliant once again in punting, pinning the Texans deep in their own territory time and time again. But the New England Patriots are also very good in special teams. I sat down with a man who's looking to continue that success this week in New England, special teams coordinator Dave Toe.
Taken by Nile Davis. He's going to bring it out between the hash and numbers on the left side. 50, break three. He's at the 30. He's at the 40. He's at midfield. Nile Davis, the Houston native. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Dave, going to the Houston game, all these games are analyzed upside down, inside out. I don't think I heard any of the national pundits talk about special teams. What about your teams overall? How much did that kickoff return mean to that entire game and possibly the run here in the playoffs?
Andy talked about it all week, about starting fast, you know, in offense, defense, or special teams. And the good thing about special teams is that we start every game. So you can't get a faster start than what we had. And Nile really hit that thing hard. And it's really all about timing on kickoff return. And you know, and the tandem, the two guys, you know, Sherman and Demetrius come together and they kicked out the edge man, the guy that had contained, and once he broke that front line, he was gone.
Your kicker and punter, too, have been magnificent. You've been in this game a long time. What do those guys do for you?
Start with Colquitt. I mean, he's a veteran, and he's a leader, you know, and he just rises in big games. Like, for example, the last punt of the game, I mean, that punt right there was awesome. That didn't give him any life. You know, 50-yard punt out of bounds. I mean, we don't got to cover the darn thing, so... He just comes through when we need him. Cairo, I feel like he's a veteran now. It's only 2 years in, and he's so calm and collective, and he's been solid, you know, and doesn't get rattled. You know, the first year's kind of feeling it out a little bit, but now he's really settled in, and I just feel confident when he lines up to kick a kick, I feel good about it.
Lines it up and nails it home, and all of Brazil rejoices. The Chiefs have a 49-yard field goal to take a 2-possession lead.
Okay, flipping the page, and here's the New England Patriots. Overall, their special teams, how do you look at them, grade them, and how do you beat them?
It's going to be a challenge for us. You know, they compete. Everybody plays to the whistle. They don't make a mistake. They have this guy named Matthew Slater that is just dynamite. I mean, he is the best gunner, you know, in the league by far. I mean, he's a perennial Pro Bowler. He will compete to the end. I mean, you can't block this guy. He's unblockable. I mean, and that's the way I'm going to present it to our guys. But, you know, it doesn't stop there. They got linebackers all the way through in the depth. They got a lot of great speed. They got great returners. They got a lot of guys they can take at the distance at any time.
How do you target this week winning that phase like you did last week?
Special teams is all about effort, and we just have to out-effort them and finish. You know, we have to finish everything and be physical. You know, we can't let them out-physical us. Everything's faster in the playoffs. We talk about that all the time, and we have to play faster. We have to match it or exceed it, and then we have to make a play. You know, they're going to make their plays, but we have to make another one on top of them. When we went into the Houston game, there was a lot of guys that never played in the playoffs, so you never knew how they were going to react. And I told all those guys today that, hey, you're all experienced guys now. I mean, now we know what the level is, so the level's going to rise again. I mean, the team, the level of competition's better, the coaching's better, everything's better, you know, so everybody's got to raise their level.
Consecutive years and 8 straight postseason losses is going to end today with a dominating Chiefs performance. Kansas City has beaten the Houston Texans 30-0 in the wild card weekend.
The 22-year postseason drought is over, and the Chiefs did it in dominating fashion with a 30-0 win over the Houston Texans. And now they turn their attention to the number two-seeded New England Patriots in Foxborough, Massachusetts at Gillette Stadium. Should be a good one for the Chiefs, and this is a team right now that's rolling.
What more could you ask for, Pete, than going up against the defending Super Bowl champions? I mean, the Chiefs have earned the right to be in this game after winning 11 straight games. They've averaged 28 points. They've only given up 11.6 throughout this 11-game winning streak. Now they're going up against the best quarterback head coach combo in NFL postseason history. I mean, this is what it's all about. What an opportunity for the Chiefs to go to Foxborough and try to pull off this victory and get to the AFC title game.
It's been years and years now that Brady's been doing it with different cast of characters this year. It's been Amendola. He's had Gronkowski, but he could receive a big boost with the return of Julian Edelman this week.
Yeah, and you look at what Julian Edelman's done for this team. He hasn't played since November 15th, but when he's been in there, and the one area that Tom Brady really likes to get him the football is on third down. When Edelman was in there, they converted 50% of their third downs. When Edelman left, since November 15th, they've only converted 33%. You look at Rob Gronkowski, he's dominated the middle of the field this season. He's got 120 targets. He's got over 1,100 yards. He's got 11 touchdowns. I mean, we know what Rob Gronkowski is. He's a mismatch nightmare for defenses. Bob Sutton's got his work cut out for him when he's going up scheming against all those different weapons.
Now, as far as the pressure that this Patriots defense gets on this Chiefs team, this is a team that can get to the quarterback.
They did. They had 49 sacks this season. It was second most in the NFL, led by Chandler Jones, which is from
Syracuse, of course.
He leads them with 12.5 sacks. Rob Ninkovich has 6.5. Jamie Collins has 5.5. I mean, this is a group that likes to get after the quarterback. You look at the Chiefs' offensive line. They've got different pieces that have moved all around, but they've done a pretty good job of protecting Alex Smith. They're going to have to do that again because there's nothing that disrupts an offense more than pressure, more than sacking the quarterback. Hopefully, the Chiefs' offensive line can contain those guys, give him time to either throw the football or get down the field if he wants to run.
Love the Chiefs when Alex Smith is running the football. All right, BJ, final key for this game.
For me, it is Hussein Abdullah. He's the guy to watch across the middle of the field because Tom Brady, for his gaudy numbers and all the numbers we always look at him for, as far as passing yards, touchdowns, all that, 75% of his passes are within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage. He's not always delivering the ball deep down the field. You look at those short intermediate routes with Julian Edelman, Rob Gronkowski. I mean, those are guys across the middle of the field. Hussein Abdullah, who had the concussion, missed quite a few games. He was back last week. Having his presence across the middle of the field is going to be huge for this team. Ron Parker, another guy who's going to be defending the middle of the field against Tom Brady and all those crossing routes, is going to be huge. And you look at the game last year that the Chiefs played. Their schemes are the same. A lot of the personnel is the same. And Bob Sutton and this group did a pretty good job against those guys. We saw Hussein Abdullah with the pick six. Huge pick six in that game, kind of sealed it. If they can have that kind of impact in this game, I like their chances of going to the AFC title game.
Abdullah and Parker, two guys to watch on the Chiefs defense. It's the Chiefs and the New England Patriots in the divisional round this weekend, 3:35 p.m. on CBS. Make sure you're watching the game. He's BJ Kissel, I'm Pete Sweeney, and now you know what to focus on.
Welcome back to the show. You probably noticed the horde of Chiefs fans that worked their way to near field level at the end of the Chiefs' 30-0 victory over the Houston Texans. They were so loud we could hear them in the radio booth high above the field on the opposite end. To be clear, they've made themselves known to a lot of other opposing fan bases over the years. You see, there is nothing like the Chiefs' kingdom. They're the loudest fans in the NFL, the most passionate, and as you'll see on this week's feature, maybe the most creative?
People don't even follow Chiefs or nothing. Say, oh, you sit, what? Who's this cat guy? Who's, you know?
All right, look out for cat, man.
Because people want to know, you know?
Flexing on those Texans all day.
I had explained the cat suit, I don't know how many times.
I'm sure.
And there's not really a good explanation for it, but.
We were planning to do it one time, and it went to the New York Times and Washington Post and USA Today, like the first day we did it. And then the Royals won 10 in a row, so we're like, there's some luck here. So we just kept rolling with it.
I met him actually at the Royals tailgate that I put on, and he was wearing his cat suit, and he came over, and I had seen him on TV, so I wanted my picture with him, of course. Wanted to come out and tailgate at the Chiefs, so I told him he had to have a red one for the Chiefs games. So he found a red one. He gets a lot of attention. Everybody recognizes him everywhere we go. little old ladies will run up and want their picture with them. It's funny.
There we go. Look at her arm. Look at
the... Oh, they just love it. I mean, people see it. Hey, cat guy. They just come running, you know.
It's okay, brother. How you doing? Get in there.
It takes us about an hour to get into the stadium just for pictures.
I need my picture taken with you guys.
I've probably taken 1,000 pictures of people I don't know. I've been in people's pictures. I don't even know why.
Well, my favorite thing is people think there's another guy. They ask if I'm the guy that does it for baseball games also. Like, there's a couple of us running around.
Come on, man. One more half. One more half. We got this.
We got this.
There you go.
You come to Arrowhead, you're going to get an experience. You're going to see things you've never seen. We're weird, and we take our football seriously. We're going to dress up. We're going to put the time in that it takes to come out here and rep our team.
We're the loudest and the proudest, and when we are the proudest, we make sure to show everybody.
Yeah, it's just a thing around here. Like you wouldn't do it anywhere else, you know. So I think everybody kind of wants to just go have fun with it, and this is their time just to do it.
Thanks for joining us on this week's show. After the Chiefs Kingdom waited 22 years for a playoff victory, they hope the wait is only a week for the next one. If the Chiefs beat New England, they will be in the AFC Championship game and just one step away from the Super Bowl. And we'll get you ready right here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider.
Power trap.